I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Red Dozo and Lincoln County. Early voting turnout was light for school board and two bond elections as of Monday. 16 votes were cast at the Horton Complex Voting Center, which began on Saturday. 20 were cast at the Carrizozo Courthouse, which opened for voting on Monday. And 30 absentee ballots were sent out and only 5 have been returned. That according to Lincoln County Clerk Whitney Whitaker. Two separate bond requests are on the November 5th ballot, one for $3 million for ENMU Rio Doso and a $7 million bond for Rio Doso Municipal Schools. Superintendent George Bricker elaborates on their bond.
We are in the middle of a district-wide security assessment, and we're waiting for that national company to give us some ideas of ways we can increase student and staff safety at our facilities. So just school safety near the top of the list. Two of our buildings, Rudoso High School and White Mountain Elementary School, when they were built way back when, did not come with air conditioning, and their boiler systems and heating systems are near the end of their lifespan. So we will be looking at pricing and some overall new HVAC for both of those buildings during this process. And then what else? One of the other things that we've done a great job of that people just can't see on the outside of our buildings, inside of our buildings, we have upgraded our student and staff technology. We have replaced almost all of the laptops that the district had in the past. We're going to Chromebooks. Several hundred have been replaced in the last 2 years, and we'll use some of the bond funding to increase student technology as well. One of the other things that we've done a great job of that people just can't see on the outside of our buildings, inside of our buildings, we have upgraded our student and staff technology. We have replaced almost all of the laptops that the district had in the past. We're going to Chromebooks. Several hundred have been replaced in the last 2 years, and we'll use some of the bond funding to increase student technology as well.
In charge of the news for Rio Doso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.